This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, where you can weigh in with your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. We're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we started talking about how the world elites, who, strangely enough, refer to themselves as elites.
They do now. This is a new turn of events.
Yes, I wouldn't expect them to be quite so brazen about how they view themselves versus everyone else. I mean, these people genuinely believe themselves to be cut from a better cloth than everyone else. And they're saying nonsense like, the good news is that the world elites trust each other more than ever. The bad news is that the common people, the plebs, trust the elites
less than ever. Yes.
It's like, you got these backwards, lady. That's the good news. And the bad news is that you guys are getting along better.
Well, they think that they're the saviors. They think that they are going to save us from, I don't know, overpopulation, from meteorites, from mass extinction, or viruses. They think that they're saving us.
I think on the whole, they think they're saving us from ourselves.
Well, our interests are not their interests, so it makes sense that the reverse would be true for us.
Excellent point. Let's get to the phones. We have Vernon calling from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So they're building, there's this property that's probably 40 or 50 acres, and they're building what they're calling a crypto mining farm. And, the neighbors are upset because it's going to be loud, it's going to be obnoxious, it's going to knock property values down.
Why would it be loud?
Who's building it?
I don't know. I don't know all of the detail. This is just what I've heard secondhand. I was just wondering in general if you all could talk about, I thought it was just like a server room, basically, with a bunch of computers.
That's what it is.
I'm not sure why that's loud.
Yeah, it wouldn't be loud. It would be...
They wouldn't be louder than an air conditioner.
Yeah. Vernon, thank you so much for the call tonight. I think you left. I don't know. Your line went silent there for a second, but... crypto mining, it's electricity intensive and it produces a lot of heat.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to require some air conditioning. It's going to require a large amount of electricity, but I can't imagine any reason that's going to upset property values. People driving past the building won't even know that it's a Bitcoin mining farm.
You're probably driving by Bitcoin mining farms all the time. You don't even realize it. I mean, there are lots of buildings that don't have windows, that just look like storage buildings, and that's exactly what this would look like.
Yeah, and this, I would think, would be in an industrial area more than it would be in somebody's neighborhood.
And by the way, even driving around people's neighborhoods, there's probably someone who's mining something in their
in
their house somewhere. And here's how you do it. Just look at the, especially if you live in New England where there's snow on the roof, just look where there's warm spots on the roof. Either it's not insulated well, which is probably the case, or they're mining in that particular part of the house.
Yeah, why would they mine on the second floor instead of like in the basement or something
where it's colder?
Yeah, I mean, heat rises.
So there's so many wet basements. I would not want to take any valuable equipment down there.
Pop a dehumidifier down there.
And anyways, I am taking advantage of the warmth created, heating my house, saving me electric bills. Probably where it
obviously
would be if I was just heating with, electric or with gas.
Well, in New Hampshire, mining cryptocurrency isn't really profitable in and of itself.
Electricity is expensive.
However,
I'm not that bad.
You got to play the long game with it, right? Like you mine a bunch of Ravencoin or whatever, and then it just sits there until Ravencoin explodes to, I think, it hit like 32 cents or something like that.
I think a lot of people are actually selling it. They mine it and they immediately sell their Ravencoin. The thing is that you...
Which reduces their electrical costs,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, do that if you're heating with it. Yeah. During the summer, it might not make as much sense.
Yeah, I don't... I think that you've probably driven by a mining center and you didn't even realize it. I know that more and more municipalities, more and more countries are... You know the guys who are really taking advantage of mining? The electric companies. They have excess energy. Mm. They've got to get rid of...
Yeah.
They can't store it in they can't store it in batteries or whatnot. And it's like, well, just run it through some processors.
Makes sense.
You've got who? I can't remember which country. I think it was El Salvador. And this is news to me. They were actually going to use volcanic heat.
They're talking about it still
to run their their mining. And then there's this island where the volcano just blew up. Did you read this story? Supposedly, that country was just talking about using volcanic heat to mine.
Tonga.
And a week later, the stupid...
Tonga was talking about following in El Salvador's footsteps and creating or making Bitcoin a legal tender there.
Yeah.
And then the volcano blew up.
Very curious. Very curious.
Well, I mean, they lived on a volcano.
They were just, one week before, they were talking about using volcanic activity to mine. And then a volcano decided to blow up. And it looked, and from space, it looks pretty horrific. Like maybe, I don't know.
We also have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I just want to mention that, you know, Intel is here in New Mexico, in Rio Rancho, and they're going to expand. And so they're going to have 700 more high-paying jobs and 1,000 construction jobs. So
well, you better pay somebody real good to get them to move to New Mexico, because I've heard that place is terrible.
Well, you know, the thing, is this Ian? Who am I speaking to?
I'm Ian.
Ian? Oh, you are Ian. Well, okay, okay, you know about New Mexico. Well,
yeah, you called and told us all about it. And before you called in, we've also seen them on the various different charts, and New Mexico is not a real impressive place to live. But again, if you're paying people really well, some people are going to move there.
So, Sarah, how is this plant, how is this project coming along? Because construction was supposed to start in late 2021. I'm going to go ahead and assume that construction has not started, right?
Announced that they're going to expand. I think 3 years ago they actually folded in. They were going to all bail out, and then now 5 years later, now they're going to expand, which is a good news for New Mexico. But it's that kind of for me and Richard, because we want to buy some condo or buy some property, and the real estate price, the rental prices went just crazy. So the average home here is about $300,000.
I don't know if that has as much to do with Intel relocating there as it does with a bunch of people from California trying to get the hell out of one of the worst places in the country. I suspect you're getting a lot of influx from the West Coast, whether they're coming for Intel or other reasons.
Yeah, hold on, Sarah. This is one little community in one part of New Mexico that added less than 1,000 jobs. This is not going to affect property prices in Albuquerque.
If anything, if they need 1,000 more workers and they don't have the homes for them, that's just going to drive home prices up even higher. If there's
that's correct.
That's what she said.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I mean, it's good because it helps support. But people like us, people like me, I mean, apartment houses might go up to $900,200. Ridiculous prices, kind of like where you guys are. What's your prices for a one bedroom or studio up in New Hampshire?
I have no idea. I'm not in the market for that, but I do know that the housing prices have gone up at least 10% between this year and last year.
But it's not just New Hampshire. It's the whole damn country. There's very few.
Not the whole country. They're going down in San Francisco.
Down in cities.
I'm sorry. Correct. The people are moving here.
Right. As people are migrating from the worst places, like New York and California, to better places, which is pretty much anywhere else, the prices of the real estate are naturally going to go up. It's just supply and demand.
Yeah, sir. I thought the whole point of these government projects where the government agrees to give X number of tax breaks to this company for moving there was to bring jobs to the state, not to bring workers to the state in order to fulfill those jobs.
There's already people that need work in New Mexico.
Yeah, right? I would assume that this wouldn't create much of a demand for new houses because these people are already there and in need of work.
But there's probably some real special positions at a company like Intel. You can't just hire some homeless guy off the street, to do design work or whatever. whatever it is.
That oh, that's
done.
Right. These are 700 high tech jobs.
And the other question
yeah,
that, is,
yeah, you have to have educated. Yeah, you got to be able to read and write and use computers.
That helps. That helps. You know,
at bare minimum, yes.
The question is, are these jobs transferring, or are they brand spanking new jobs? Because I mean, Silicon Valley has its problems. Real estate there is incredibly high. Maybe they're just transferring, and that might be the way to do it. But if they're just trying to create new jobs, everyone's looking for workers. You can't just create new jobs like this.
Well, in theory, but I don't think construction's even started like it was supposed to. It's
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you would like to win. Look at that number, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Corian.
And Bitcoin.com is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrencies. If you don't know what we're talking about when we talk about cryptocurrencies, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. And if you already know about it, stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. That's their new site, all on a sleek, easy-to-use website. That's bitcoin.com. Strangely enough, bitcoin.com, in a major way, has made these metaverses possible, as I understand it, because so many of them are reliant on NFTs.
What did bitcoin.com have to do with that?
Nothing.
Oh, you said Bitcoin.com had made this made the metaverse
possible.
I meant
to say Bitcoin and blockchain technology. I'm sorry. Right. Just slip of the tongue there.
I was going to say, Bitcoin.com is just a website where you can learn and buy Bitcoin.
Slip of the tongue there.
I would say the greatest contributors to the NFT concept is video games, online video games, Warcraft, EverQuest. I mean, those are, look at all of the product that people own, and real estate. And what was the other game before EverQuest? It'll come to me. But I mean,
Ultima Online.
No. It's the Life or something.
Oh, Second Life.
Second Life.
That actually, I think, came after EverQuest.
You have people who are purchasing online property, virtual property, clothing, cars, accessories. Look at the Warcraft. People are decking themselves out with all this armor and this loot.
Yes, but they're buying those things with things earned in the game, not real dollars.
They pay real dollars as a subscription. And
Second Life has Linden dollars, which are based on the dollar.
And then you can take it to the next level. This is where you screw the metaverse into real life. You actually had, I dealt with it when I, in my Warcraft days, I dealt with individuals, players, who all they did was camp a section and they would kill everything. And it would ruin it for people like me. They wouldn't play the game. They wouldn't go on out on quests.
This is why you play PvP servers and you get on your max.
I was on a PvP server.
You go and you wreck them.
I wasn't high enough level yet.
Oh.
But
so what would happen if they camp this area and they kill everybody? Then they get all their loot.
No. They're not killing everybody. They're killing all the monsters.
Oh, okay.
They're just ruining everyone else's time.
These are gold farmers.
Okay.
These are actual gold farmers, most of them from other countries.
There are way better ways to earn gold now.
Well, this was 10 years ago.
Yeah, this had to have been like way in the early days of World of Warcraft.
But I mean, so you have people who are spending their real lifetime in a virtual game, harvesting virtual money and then turning it around and selling it.
For real money.
For real money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is a thing, but that's not endorsed by Blizzard, and it was against Blizzard's terms for people to be
doing
that.
They let them do it. They didn't care. They didn't care. That's why why the community had to take it in their own hands and get their level 70s out there, and they had to gank these dudes.
I think they probably cared, and that was why they implemented the premium auction house or whatever it was that they did in Diablo 3. And then they ultimately did something similar in World of Warcraft where you can sell a subscription token that you buy with real dollars for, like, gold on the auction house. And it's basically a roundabout way of buying gold from someone. But
Look at the countless hours that I spent on a virtual avatar that maybe was representative of who I am in real life, but I can't take any of that with me. I can't bring any of that.
Because
I'm just playing on my own in my own little world. I'm not connected to other people. When you start connecting to other people, when you can go into a room or when you can go into the bank, the lobby, and you can show off your armor to all the other real people who are not real at all. They're just playing their avatars. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where it's going.
I don't understand the difference between, and you're making out like there's something unique about World of Warcraft and decking yourself out in armor to impress other players.
I'm talking about how it's...
Were you not decked out in awesome armor when you played New Vegas?
Absolutely I was, but I'm talking about the concept of NFTs. This is where it comes. I know that it will take off. I know that people will accept it, because I've been
it's
there already.
Taken off. Paris Hilton's pimping NFTs on late-night talk shows.
Melania Trump sold 900 or something, or attempted to sell 900 of the same NFT.
She's got a new auction going on right now.
I bought tickets recently for a Slipknot concert, and it included three NFTs.
There you go.
One for each ticket.
You don't even know what it is.
At least you get something that's real.
I didn't even know what they were part of the deal, right? It was like, here's your NFT. What? All you did was notify me that I have them now.
I'm not real clear on what you're saying, Conan. Are you saying that because there have always been, as long as there have been online, massively multiplayer role-playing games on the internet.
Video games in general, but especially online games.
And people who've been on these systems have been selling the things that they've earned in order to make money. You're saying that's what prefaced the NFT?
What I am saying is I have no doubt in my mind that this NFT movement, which is being thrown at us at the moment, it's already been established. It's already been taking place forever, for years, and I know that it will catch on and people will accept it into their lives.
Oh, it's a complete scam. It has caught on, and the average person hasn't accepted it into their lives, but they're hearing about it, they're interested, and they're desperate to get their hands on one of these NFTs for themselves, even though they have no idea what it is. And they're going to invest money into it, and the bottom's going to fall out of this market, and they're going to end up losing lots of money.
I don't think so.
On this complete, total scam.
They'll create new NFTs. They'll be a new Pokemon. There'll be a new Pokemon that you have to collect.
It's going to burn out long before that happens.
Here's my go-to example. This is where it's going. We've all seen South Park's World of Warcraft.
Did you see their comment on NFTs?
Recently?
Yeah, you shared
it and I forgot about it.
Okay, like a minute and a half clip where South Park weighs in on cryptocurrency and NFTs and combining a KFC, Taco Bell, Super NFT.
Oh, and his butter's NFT. Doing it. Older Butters.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Older Butters. Because I just saw the clip.
He is the best at explaining things, especially if they're scams.
Victor Chaus, I believe is what his name was in that.
But anyways, the best representative of where it's going is the South Park World of Warcraft episode where they're all morbidly obese. They can't even get out of their own chairs. Cartman has to have his mom come to him with a poop bucket because he can't get out of the chair. And that's all they do is they just play Warcraft all day.
No.
In their virtual little worlds.
You're overlooking the critical detail that we'll be eating crickets, and it's gross, and we won't eat enough of them to get fat.
As long as you have me delivering your Amazon crickets, you're going to have people who are living their entire lives in these pods. Just playing games, living, doing second life, doing third, doing 27th life or whatever, just because they can be pretty, and they can be young, and they can have everything in these worlds.
So is this going to be like an intravenous hookup, right? Where like you have to be trained to go in and swap out their cricket juice container to continue sustaining them because they can't disconnect long enough to actually eat a meal, right?
Possibly. And it's going to be. And by the way, it's going to be Gattaca style.
I don't know what that means.
That means all the people who are feeding you the crickets, they're going to be the lower class citizens, the ones that have...
ones that actually live in the real world are the lower class citizens in this scenario?
The ones who are delivering packages, yes.
But there is, at least in the real world.
Correct.
They already have a product called Soylent, which is intended to be a meal replacement for people that have, no free time.
And they actually called it Soylent.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, 2022, guess when Soylent Green came out?
This year.
There's more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow nearly pulling off another comeback after rebounding from 800 points down earlier in the session. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 68 points. When it comes to the economy and the ongoing tension between Russia and Ukraine, Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council, tells CNN we have nothing to worry about regarding our economy should troops end up in Eastern Europe.
We are looking very carefully and partnering with our allies, our European allies, to make sure that we do that in a way that minimizes the impact on the European economy and the American economy.
The Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses is no more. It's being withdrawn after the Supreme Court refused to allow it to be implemented. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden is taking a tough approach on crime by calling for more funding for police departments. Vice President of the National Fraternal Order of Police, John Gamaldi, says the president also needs to address district attorneys that aren't prosecuting offenders like the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on Fox News.
Even if we had every police officer in Manhattan making those types of arrests, who knows what this DA is going to do? He already put out a memo that says, oh, don't worry if you rob someone. If you didn't mean to hurt him with that gun or knife, we're going to make sure we downgrade that charge.
Bragg is standing by his memo to his office advising them to change certain charges for crime, saying his policies will make communities safer. During a White House event, Vice President Kamala Harris is putting a spotlight on international human trafficking, Harris calling it an extremely heinous and profitable business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian, and you should be watching us on Odyssey. We're currently suspended from YouTube. Yet again, they seem to do that quite regularly. In fact, I think we went almost 5-6 weeks that time without being suspended. Almost a record for the entire year of 2021, mm-hmm. Really.
And then I came back.
You did come back, and we immediately got suspended for the episode you were in.
Oh, so, really? So yes. I was just making it up, but we'd really go off the rails.
It really was that episode, if I remember correctly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the mass formation psychosis discussion. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
We were going to talk about that with or without you.
Yeah, you know what? Screw YouTube.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said. You should be watching us on Odyssey instead. They're not deplatforming us regularly, so if
at
you,
all.
Yeah. If you want to actually have a place where you can watch the show day to day without worrying about whether or not we're going to be there, or whether we've been suspended, or whether the channel's just been deleted entirely because one more strike on our YouTube channel and it's permanent deletion.
Yep.
If that strike comes before February the 7th or whenever it is that one of them comes off, video.freetalklive will take you directly to our channel there. That's video.freetalklive.com. Talking about the metaverse here, because it's a fascinating topic, right? And I want to like aspects of the technology, right? As a gamer, VR sounds like it could be fantastic.
But
I'll go ahead and say, it's pretty cool. I've tried it one time, and it made me think, should I get this?
I thought, no. What advances in technology that have cropped up all throughout our lives have you not liked? I know, Ian, you don't like social media, so there's some things.
I'm not against social media. Well, I think
you're against being on them. Correct. And I have rules myself. Yeah. I'm still on Facebag.
I'm on social.freetalklive.com.
I have ethics rules that I won't break. But I mean,
I'll tell you one thing I don't like.
I don't love it.
I had to rent a car for the last week, and it had built-in internet connection that always had a better internet connection than my cell phone did.
Wow.
I didn't like that because that meant that some company somewhere could track me anytime I was going anywhere, and I would have no way to monitor it or to know about it or do anything to stop it.
And if they decide they want to turn you off,
they can.
It was one of those push-to-starts that doesn't require you to actually turn the ignition off.
If the authorities are looking for you and they're like, where's this person at? And they track down the car, they track down whoever's supervising.
Shut her down.
Amazon Alexa, all of those sorts of things, the Amazon Rings, I hate those technologies. They're spyware. The Roombas, mm-hmm. they're also spyware.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's plenty of technology that's been released in the last decade that I didn't like.
But before that, it's starting to get utopian. It's starting to get
dystopian.
Unless
these little devices we carry around aren't a whole lot better. I mean, they have microphones, they have cameras. For all I know, Google can turn any of those on anytime they want.
Yep. There's a reason there's a sticker over my camera on this laptop.
Yeah. I love the ones that have the thing where you can just swipe over to cover up the camera. Mm-hmm. But still, that's not going to stop the microphone from picking you up.
There are a lot of aspects of the metaverse that I find appealing. I'm already doing it in my own way. I've already played online video games. I'm playing Fallout 4 right now as we speak, building a settlement that I can never take anywhere. I can never do anything with it.
I don't think a single player game is the metaverse.
It's like a singular verse. It's my little thing.
That's the problem, Conan. They're painting the metaverse as though it's not a video game. When you and I know, it's a video game. Right, even if it doesn't have an end goal or whatever, what they're doing is they're creating this video game world to play around in.
I mean, when you consider how many mods that I've downloaded from the community, mm-hmm. and when you consider that maybe I could actually record video footage of my interactions with my little world and upload them to some video program like YouTube, I mean, it kind of is. It's on its way to being the meta. It's not Fallout 76, which is. It's an actual online community where other people are running around bumping into each other.
Well, there's a headline here that's, and I don't want to read the story, it's not worth sharing, but the headline's interesting. No one knows what the metaverse is, and that's what's driving all the hype.
A fair point.
And it's true, right? Like, there's these big corporations, Microsoft, now formerly Facebook, now known as Meta, all these big corporations are throwing billions of dollars into this. They're getting all kinds of major publicity for it, and it's really hard to describe what this is that's different than a video game or an online massively multiplayer video game. It's just that it seems like they're taking the same technology and saying, all right, what can we do to get Walmart shoppers in here? All right,
That's the difference. When you bring real life into your video game.
But they're not bringing real life into their video game. They're mimicking, they're creating a pale imitation of real life within their video game.
When you're having a business meeting, that deals with real life issues in a virtual video and a video game,
that's
in a virtual world.
That's what they're pushing at Facebook.
That's the metaverse. Whenever you're shopping, whenever you're walking down a Walmart alley or a supermarket, and you're picking things off the shelf and putting it into your virtual basket, that's the metaverse.
That's why I'm saying playing Fallout 4 or any other single player game that has existed for years doesn't fit into at least the mainstream media's definition of metaverse.
This is precursor, but especially when you consider that I got all of that from online. I've downloaded the game from online. I'm connected, basically. I downloaded all the mods where I manipulated the game.
It's
a precursor.
Okay.
I need a clarification on a point. What is the fundamental difference between, let's say you have 10 people who work at a really hip, really cool tech company. They're going to have their online meeting because they're all in different parts of the country. They're going to have it on Zoom.
It's a precursor to the metaverse. It's already,
right. I'm not finished.
I'm sorry.
Then they're going to have their next one in World of Warcraft. simply because they, hey, we all play World of Warcraft, so we all have characters there, so let's just pull up our characters there and create a party chat and or create a raid chat or whatever, and then we can just hang out there and do our meeting there.
What's the
how
difference?
How is it fundamentally different?
Because Alan, the CEO, who's a furry, could actually come in with his pony outfit. And
you could do that in a Zoom call as well.
And anyone else could change their avatar to anything that they want, and they can have flashing lights on the walls, and they can.
You can do that with Zoom calls as well. I mean, there's all sorts of filters that will turn people into animals, like with Snapchat and stuff like that. Those exist for Zoom as well. You just have to apply them. Plus green screens and stuff like that.
I think it's really going to come down to decking out your avatar with all the latest gadgets, all the latest goodies.
You can do all of that via Zoom.
I think they're saying that Metaverse is VR. And Zoom is not, so there's where the dividing line is.
Yeah, and that as well.
It's very unclear. But Guyrod de Castro is bullish on the metaverse. This is the guy who sold an investment property in real life and then invested the proceeds into the digital land market.
Hmm.
So he had a real life property that he sold, and then he used that money to buy real estate in one of these metaverses.
It's probably going to work out way better for him, honestly. I mean, if the trend continues...
I don't think it's going to actually catch on.
Now, you might be right, but for now, it could very well... He could double his money by next week.
This is the way it works, yeah.
If it
catches on, if all of these celebrities come out, you're doing what they're doing...
Look, the...
Will it catch on with the masses? I say the answer no. Will it catch on with other... I know. You're exactly right. Some other company that's bought into the hype will buy that from
him. Well, here's the question. Did he buy this from someone, or he just set some servers up and created
some... Well, he probably bought it from... Well, it probably will tell us where he bought it from, I'm guessing.
I mean, what's to stop anybody from setting up a server...
You could take one of the open source decentralized autonomous metaverse properties. Decentraland is one of them. There's another one called Sandbox. You could probably copy their code. Would be my guess.
That's what I would be. I wouldn't be buying this from anybody, but I would be hiring a tech.
Then you're starting from zero. You're starting from scratch.
The thing is, if you do this, you're basically, it's the equivalent of creating a cryptocurrency that no one else uses. Like, sure, okay, you have it, but no one's interested in it.
And thousands of them have died.
So, or it's like creating a Matrix server that has no one on it. It's like, okay, great, you have your own server. You can do it. You have your own thing, but you're the only one there.
Well, my question is, why hasn't Facebook already done all this? Because they have everybody already. They have them they have the short hairs.
You haven't heard? Facebook's pimping this heavy, dude. They've got this thing called Horizon Worlds.
It's
terrible
awful
looking.
Yeah, during the break, look up some videos of this, dude. It is truly bad. Like, late 90s and worse graphics. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can weigh in, talk about the metaverse if you want, or change the subject entirely. It's up to you. Whatever you want to talk about. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
Now, I want to say thank you to CH, who was last night's amplifier. This means that CH is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you value the show, joining the AMPS program is the best way to show your support. So thank you so much for that, CH. Sorry I'm getting to you late. I'm bad at my job. However, we are talking about the metaverse. Speaking of people who are bad about their jobs, I asked you to look into the Facebook version, and I know Facebook wants to rebrand themselves, but they are and will forevermore be Facebook.
Well, they're still Facebook. They're just owned by a company called Meta.
Facebag.
I mean, Meta is Facebook. Like, this is not this virtual world they're creating. This is not something that's created by Meta. It's created by Facebook. Their name change is irrelevant.
It's never going to catch on with us. Will the Zoomers? Will they pick up on it?
Will they even know?
I don't know.
Well, who is excited about this?
Or will they be something different?
Well, that's an important question. Is who besides these corporate, you know, faceless corporate people are excited by the metaverse? Are there actually people out there who are giddy about this?
The pod people.
I don't know that those people even exist.
They do it. It's not our generation. We're going out. We're going out maskless. We're going out and doing what we want to do. It's the poor generation that have been locked down. The young kids, they're the ones who are offing themselves because they live in, they're depressed and they're overweight and they hate themselves and they hate their friends. They hate everything. They hate their lives. They're in mass formation. They're the ones who are going to love this because now they can go as a unicorn. They're a legless unicorn and they can be what they want. They can be pretty and sparkly and they can do what they want.
I just don't see it catching on.
The reason that it won't catch on is because someone's going to still have to feed these people.
I mean, it's just a money sink. It's an artificial bubble, you know, created by hype and people writing news articles that are the polar opposite of this. But most of the articles that we've talked about regarding the metaverse just hype it to the end of the world. Like, this is the best thing. It's so innovative. It's new. It's refreshing. This is going to change the world.
Aria, look at the millions of people on Facebag. People love it. I love it. I love looking at my kitty memes. I love Facebook.
There's a huge difference between looking at cat pics on the internet and what these people are trying to sell.
They're not selling anything except ads.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to sell VR sets.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, but that's gonna be the norm. Everyone's gonna have a VR set.
That's what they want.
One day I'll have it.
But they won't.
They will.
Look at
10 years ago, how many people had cell phones? Everyone, even my dad, has a cell phone.
Conan, the media is saying that everyone is going to have a VR headset, but I can tell you, interacting with normal people day to day at my other job and people in gas stations, they're not interested in this crap. The media is just saying
that. You say that now, and they said the same thing about cell phones.
No one ever said people weren't interested in cell phones.
They said the same thing about the internet.
One idiot said that about the internet. Once the internet reached people, people loved it. The AOL was huge.
And this is going to be the same way.
It just took time for people to get it.
And it might not be Meta's Horizon Worlds with their legless avatars, which, why the hell? It just looks weird.
Just lazy programming.
But, I mean, it's going to catch on.
Cell phones bring a direct benefit to the user. Right, like they, you know, in the old days, you used to have to be tethered to a wall with your phone. Then cordless phones came out, and it was like a big deal, right? You could finally walk around the house. You didn't have to stay in the kitchen.
And the only reason you walk around the house is because you're trying to find the damn signal.
No, it was because you could. Because you can.
You're
walk
trying
away.
To find the signal, Ian, and it only works in the corner of the room over there.
I don't know. I don't know if most people had that experience, but
I did. I lived in the woods.
Well, okay. But then it was a cell phone allowed you to leave the house entirely.
And, you had apps and you had a map on your phone now.
But what? Well,
not at first.
Not at first. Not for many years.
Yeah, they had the Garmin that you had mounted to the side of your dashboard.
Sure, it was a separate device.
Separate device, and then now you have it on your phone. And people used to be able to read maps. I can read a map, by the way. I don't think my kid can. I don't think she would know I don't think she could go to the index of a map and figure out where the street was and go to the grid and figure it out.
But what does the metaverse do to make your life better? Besides allowing people to escape their lives, which there's no doubt there's going to be a lot of people who want to do that, but I got to agree with Aria. There's always going to be the realists, if you will, the people who want to be in the real world, and this is not going to be attractive to them. Now, what percentage ultimately will it be split? We looked at some studies recently, and I don't recall the numbers, but we were both surprised. I think it was like 25% of people had tried VR, and they liked it. Like, some of them liked it, some of them, I don't know. I don't want to speculate on what they were, but it was bigger than we thought it was going to be, and it's still early yet, right? Like, the devices are going to get smaller. They're going to get easier to wear. At some point, we're going to have the Matrix jack in the back of your head. I mean, that's coming. You know,
well,
that's coming.
We say it's early, right? But VR and 3D technologies, they sort of go through these phases where every 5 to 10 years, one of them just gets hyped up, and then it dies off again because it turns out people aren't very interested in it. We saw the thing. We've seen 3D movies become popular over and over again. There's just these ups and downs where they're very popular and then no one cares, and they're very popular, and VR has done exactly the same thing for the last 20 years. And the Virtual Boy came out in the 90s because virtual reality was the next big thing.
It did have a wave in the 90s, but it was never consumer available. The Virtual Boy was not real virtual reality. It wasn't at all what was being sold in the movies. And now we have what they were envisioning in the movies in the 90s. Obviously, it was rudimentary what they were envisioning in the 90s. We have that now. It's here, and it's way better than what they were saying it was going to be. So I don't know. I'm kind of in between both y'all on this. I think that virtual reality is going to get bigger. I think a lot of people are going to embrace it. It is going to be, you know, useful in some ways, but the metaverse, I can't get excited about it.
I don't think it's going to be something that happens overnight. It really is going to be dependent on the affordability of the Oculus or whatever.
Dude, they're $300.
Yeah, I know. So right now, it's not happening this year. Because it's not affordable. Well, when you consider people are spending buying $1,000 cell phones.
Think about people spending $500 on a PlayStation or whatever.
I'm not going down this route.
Me neither. But that is very affordable, all things considered, and it's only going to get cheaper. It'll be $150.
I considered it. The only thing that really stopped me is that it has its own unique library of games, and the only one on there that I was remotely
controlled by Facebook.
Yeah, that's also true. But I mean, even then, there's the Steam VR headset, which isn't controlled by Facebook. It's significantly more expensive. I don't remember the name of it now, but it's like $1,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It still has a very limited library of games that it can even play.
Right.
So it's
well, that's another question. What is the metaverse killer app? What is the thing? Because going to Horizon Worlds, this Facebook thing with the legless avatars, not interesting.
It's going to be social media product, like maybe like Discord. It's going to be a gaming. It's going to be a gaming site where people are. They already own these devices. They already own Oculuses or.
Well, the gamers are already into it.
That's what I mean. But
so what they're trying to attract is the other people. They want to get non-gamers to buy a VR headset.
A lot of non-gamers use Discord. But it started as a gaming platform, and now it's starting to branch out, and everyone's using it. YouTubers are using it.
So you're saying a chat app, a virtual reality chat app, is going to take off all of a sudden? They've had these things for years.
They already have their claws in the gaming community because the gaming
Discord
community already owns these things.
For various reasons, like every crypto's got a Discord.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people using Discord that aren't gamers. But
you're asking who's going to be the killer, the meta killer, and I'm thinking it's going to be something like Discord.
I'm asking
what's
the killer app? What's going to attract non-gamers into the metaverse?
It's going to be someone like Ashton Kutcher hyping Twitter, and all of a sudden overnight Twitter takes off.
I don't think hype is going to do it in this case, man.
It's going to be someone. Maybe it's going
to
be some band that only has their music on the metaverse platform, or it's going to be Meta. Now we have a music platform. They're going to start hyping out all these new Zoomer rappers.
They're doing it to some extent with. I imagine Facebook will start doing it with their Horizon thing, but Fortnite has been having musical acts performing, quote unquote. It seems just like piped in, recorded stuff. Because how would you know if they're actually live?
Yeah.
But they've got artists performing in Fortnite. So that's happening.
I seem to recall someone else doing something similar a number of years ago, but I don't recall the specifics about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some sort of celebration that took place in a video game, and they had supposedly live musicians, but you don't know that the whole thing isn't pre-recorded because you're not there actually witnessing it. I did see part of one of these live-streamed Metallica concerts because they were doing a reimagining of one of their older songs that I really liked, and so I was curious. I wanted to hear what they did, and it happened to be from one of their live stream concerts, and it was sad, dude. Just
oh god,
they had images of people who were watching the concert live, like lined up on the walls in the back.
Oh,
while
so awful.
Yeah, it was really cringy, man. It's like, dude, what? How
is anyone headbanging in one of those images all by themselves in their living room?
No, everyone looked bored. Yeah. If I remember correctly,
it's awful.
Yeah, 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to actually get into this article about the metaverse and why it's being overhyped. But you can weigh in, 603-283-6160. There is more coming up here, and it's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.